الله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Brothers and sisters You're welcome to our Tafsir sessions holding here at Aminu Kano Teaching Hospital in the ancient city of Kano here in northern Nigeria These beautiful and blessed Ramadanic periods we are passing through. Today is the 8th day of the month of Ramadan, 1444 Hijra, in bracket the 30th, the last or second to the last, because March has 31 days, correct? So 30th of the month of March, 2023. Can we have some questions? Do we have? Okay. Speak louder as you read your questions.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
O Shaykh, may Allah bless your knowledge.
Jazakallah khair.
My brother is asking on the night of Friday.
The night of?
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Had a special packet according to the Sunnah.
The question says, the Friday night, does it have any special position, some special package according to the Sunnatic narrative? In other words, here in Hausa land, we say every Thursday as Darren Juma. And this has been the culture for quite a long time that you refer to the night of a day as the night of the day yet to come. You get me? So now, we have to settle that first. If today, okay, today is Thursday. Oh, incidentally and coincidentally, today automatically people call it Darren Juma. That is the night of Friday. But the Friday is yet to come. And we all know 24 hours make a day, correct? You have 24 consecutive, successive, unbreakable hours for you to have summation, to sum up what you call a day. And in a day, you have to have broad day before the night comes. But people are saying, no, you see, night comes before the day. So for that, when the new moon of Ramadan is sighted today, automatically we are going to offer Taraweeh. According to their view, Ramadan issues have started. Because night comes, but we have a different view. We have a different view. For so many reasons. First, Quran says in chapter number 36, لشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. It's not proper for the night to overtake the day. لشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر. For the sun to overtake the moon. No, the night to come before the day. Because he said, وَلَا لَيْ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ Night cannot come before سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ So still I am asking, where do we get the idea of saying the night of, before the day comes? If today Thursday is the night of Friday, but the day of Friday has not yet come, and to have seen the day, then the night comes. But I agree, still that idea exists that Yeah, the night comes before, but I need proof. Give me proof. On the contrary, Aisha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hold the Quran properly, said in the Sahih Hadith, Bukhari, you know, Arafah takes place which day? on the 9th of Zulhajj, correct? Every year we go for Hajj to stand on the Mount Arafah on every 9th of the month of what? Zulhijjah, no? The last month in the year. Now on that very day, the pilgrims leave the ground of Arafah to the field of Muzdalifah. That is Mash'ar al-Haram in congregation. Oh, so beautiful. It sends you crying out of ecstasy. Allahu Akbar. You see people of different nationalities from different geographies lying down in an open space. Somebody is a millionaire, but Allah says, I want you to be here. And you have to, if you are a Muslim. So I am saying, that very day, in the night, tomorrow is Salah day, correct? So do you call the night of Salah, Daran Salah? Yes, some school, Daran Salah. But Aisha, radiallahu anha, said, listen, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his wife, Sauda, to proceed not to spend night in that open space. She said, on the 9th of Muzdalifah. She didn't say the 9th of Salah. I don't know if you're catching the argument. The 9th of Muzdalifah. That 9th of Muzdalifah is the same 9th day of Arafah. So the day of Arafah is 9th. That 9th in the evening, which people call the 9th of next day, she said the 9th of that very day. So I have my proof. Sunnatically, you can hold your own, but I have my own too. So that way I don't support it. That is why here in Kano, whenever the new moon of Ramadan is sighted, we don't offer our Taraweeh. We don't. As is done in Haram. We don't do that. Because now the judgment concerning Ramadan has not yet started. You have just seen it. Just like somebody leaving Kano, going to Kaduna. Within Kano State, you can see the family, welcome to Kaduna. But still you are in the territory of Kano State. So you are under the rules of Kano. You have just sighted Kaduna, you are yet to enter. Just like this one. Oh, we have seen the month of Ramadan, but Ramadanic judgments are yet to start until tomorrow. I don't know if you are catching the argument. So based on this, when today the Ramadan comes to an end, for example, if today the new Christian of Shawwal is sighted, we still offer our Taraweeh. Unlike what some do, holding the other view. So then the new moon is sighted, okay, Ramadan comes to an end. No. Still is part of Ramadan. Because the dawn, the Fajr has not yet emerged. This has led some people to have different views concerning when is the person doing itikaf should leave the masjid. If you go by the idea that the night comes before, so you just leave the mosque when the new moon official is that you leave your itikaf. But for some of us who believe, no, until the dawn is sighted, still in Ramadan sessions, you wait until the morning. Ramadan finally draws curtain. Then you leave the masjid, you go to your house, it's something, you go to the praying ground. So in the light of this, now you go back to the question again. Night Friday. Now, Friday is very, very special day. Prophet Adam was admitted into the paradise on Friday. He came, that of it. They say he met his wife Hawa on Friday and Qiyamah will be established on a Friday. Mark you, a Friday. Don't say the Friday. No specificity. On a Friday. So it tells you Friday, oh, is preeminently important because of its positioning. That is why we offer Eid prayer every Friday. We Muslims have three Eids. Eid al-Fitr, that is after fasting. Eid al-Nahar, we slaughter our rams. Then the weekly Eid. Friday is an Eid now. So because of its importance, it is hope if somebody does on a Friday with a believer, he has good chances of getting admitted into Allah's mercy. I hope it is very clear. So Friday night is very important, but look at what I have given to you. Maybe it adds color to what you have previously. You have to do things based on reason and proofs. Next question, if there is.
Jazakumullah
khair. Wa iyyakum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Please sir, I need an intellectual explanation on the term Islam. What is Islam?
Intellectual. Wonderful. We are not here for intellectualism. We are here for Quranism and Sunnatic referential evidences. I agree, intellect is very important, because without intelligence you cannot even understand the Quran. So if you want me to give you what you call intellectual definitions, like Islam literally means giving up. Yeah, literally, terminologically, to give up Islam or Islam. But technically, Islam means surrendering, giving up, being subservient to the totality of the do's and don'ts of Allah the Almighty. Islam doesn't mean peace, as some people say. Islam means no, it's wrong. It's wrong to say Islam means peace. It's wrong. You should say Islam means peace but through submission. You have to add this. Don't say peace and keep quiet. It's wrong. You acquire peace if you are at peace with Allah the Almighty. Oh yeah. How can you have peace? You claim Muslim, you are drunkard, going after women, lying, gambling. No peace for you. In Holy Quran chapter number 6 verse number 82, Allah says الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who believe without polluting, without confusing their iman with polytheism, for such shall be the security. So for you to define Islam, Islam is peace but through submission to Allah. You have to be submissive if you really want to achieve peace. Otherwise you will be in pieces. No peace but pieces, okay? Islam is the fastest growing religion on the face of earth today. Fastest. From fast, faster, fastest. Big, bigger, biggest, much smaller. Is the fastest. Get it? And they are saying, according to a report, I think by Watchtower magazine of Jehovah's Witnesses, that in Nigeria alone, before one man becomes a Christian, 10 have reverted to Islam. So Islam is exponentially growing, whether you like it or not. It is Allah's handiwork. You can call Muslims any names, but you're just wasting your time. You can never ever spit at the sky. Try. That is Islam. It's not a lecture, it's an answer. Suffice it that you have this. Another one?
Who is a true Muslim?
Oh, beautiful. This is going to be my lecture with NTA maybe next tomorrow. On invitation they extended to me, another one to be given in a university. So maybe likely tomorrow not have cessation because of that call extended to me. Who is a true Muslim? A true Muslim is a person that believes in the existence of Allah the Almighty. A true Muslim is such a man that recognizes Muhammad as his role model in everything he does. A true Muslim is very clean at heart. He doesn't have anger against people, or rancor, or rancorous mind, or malicious feelings. A truly believing Muslim is not hypocritical. Straightforward. A true Muslim tries to eat from legitimate sources, drinking from legitimate sources, wearing from legitimate sources. He controls his gazes. He maintains his chastity. A true Muslim is good at speeches. She obeys her husband. She does not commit extramarital irresponsibility, unfaithfulness. So also the man. Simply put it, a good Muslim is somebody that is a complete human being. Even though completeness is very difficult to achieve, perfection belongs to Allah alone exclusively, but at the same time, you can reach some average level of who is a true Muslim. A true Muslim fasts. We are not fasting. Are we not? We are passing through fasting period. Oh Allah, make us good Muslims. Take first recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
This is ayah number 5 in chapter number 24. And it is connected to the previous ayah already recited. Allah talks about those people who accuse chaste women that 4 witnesses should be produced. Failure to do so, they shall be given how many stroke of canes?
80
lashes. Yeah. As a deterrent to be a worldly, irresponsible person. Then Allah says, and such their evidences will never be entertained any longer. And they are profligate or wayward, morally bankrupt. Then Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Save those who have repented. Okay? If repentance is there, it's okay. But you see, according to Imam Al-Akhdari, repentance has to be accompanied, has to be characterized by 3 conditions. Number 1, an-nadamu ala ma fata. Number 2, wan-niyatu an la ya'uda ila dhanbin fi ma baqiya alayhi min umrihi. Number 3, wa an yatruka al-ma'siyata fi sa'atiha in kana mutalabbisan biha. So for your repentance to be genuine and acceptable, number 1, you have to regret things you have done. Oh, I'm sorry, Ya Allah. Oh, I'm sorry. You begin to cry. Why did I do? So you have to be remorseful. Somebody cannot claim to be repentant and he's mocking. Astaghfirullah. And fufu. What are you doing? No, it's not possible. You have to leave it totally. Abstain from it. Otherwise, you are just a liar. You are just kidding. That is number 1. You have to regret things you did negatively, badly, previously. You don't know. They have been documented waiting for you in Al-Qiyamah day. La ilaha illallah. Only for you to be confronted with on Al-Qiyamah. You are forgotten. La ilaha illallah. Ahsahu Allahu wa nasuhu. Allah has documented, but they are forgotten. لا حول ولا قوة يا رب رب استرنا اللهم اغفر لنا. That's number 1. Number 2, make a resolute intention you have to resolve never ever to go back to things like this intentionally. But human nature is what? Imperfect. There are chances to go back again to still look auntie. But with the intention of doing it, don't do that. And number three, you leave the act of disobeying Allah instantly. Don't say, let me until I've finished. Because death can come and cut you short. Yeah. So these things are very important for somebody to be a good Muslim. Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Now, another addition into repentance. If the sinful act involves touching other people's rights, take their right back to them. Even if you have three conditions, but people that are there, you have to take their right back onto them. Before your repentance become accepted. For example, somebody has stolen, a'udzubillah. Even if you say, astaghfirullah, the one you have taken from his property, take it back onto him. Yeah. Somebody is working under your payroll. You deny him his salary, you say, astaghfirullah. The true istighfar is take his right back onto him. Then you repent. So this is added as condition number what? Number four. So Allah the Almighty says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Except those who have repented after, وَأَصْلَهُ, and corrected their crookedness. Then فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, certainly Allah, غَفُورٌ, is all forgiven. That is غَفُور. All forgiven, رَحِيم, and all merciful. You see, غَفُور, he covers your iniquities. In the world, he covers nobody's sin. Allahu Akbar. In the hereafter, he says, I have forgiven you. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma filana. Rahim is, like I've said, ever merciful. You see, the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. What is that? Ar-Rahman, they say, is all merciful. But Ar-Rahim, specifically merciful. Yeah. Because Ar-Rahman, his mercifulness encompasses the believers and non-believers. There is Ar-Rahman. His mercy, his gift. In the world, the non-Muslim receives rainfall, doesn't he? He is well attended in hospital. He is healthy. But he's a kafir. He owns properties. You see a lot of Muslims, you know, very difficult to have what to eat three times a day. That is Rahman. But Ar-Rahim is reserved only for the believers. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. That's the difference. Next ayah.
وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ إِلَّا أَنفُسُهُمْ فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
Now, the ayah tilts towards a different dimension. Talking about somebody who has a wife, and the wife takes in, pregnant, and the husband says, no, it's not my own. He disowned the pregnancy. That means he is implicating her, accusing her of what? Zina. Oh yeah. Now, if this happens, listen to the judgment here. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ إِلَّا أَنفُسُهُمْ فشهادة أحدهم أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الصادقين والخامسة أن إن كان من الكاذبين. This is the ayah. والذين يرمون أزواجهم. As for those who accuse their wives, for what? Unfaithfulness, extramarital irresponsibility. The lady is pregnant. Well, this is not mine. She said, what do you mean? What are you saying? You are simply accusing me. Now, Sharia says, those who do this, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءَ, without producing evidences to substantiate their accusation, Allah says, فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَةٍ, they should be taken to the presence of a competent judge with competent jurisdiction, as they say, to try the case. Okay, brother, what are you saying? Yeah, Al-Qadi, she's pregnant. He said, so what? It's not mine. Who owns it? I accuse her. Of what? Of infidelity. What? Infidelity? Okay. Allah says, Arba'u shahadat. You should come and swear four times. Wallahi tallahi. The pregnancy is not mine. Wallahi tallahi. The pregnancy is not mine. Four times. That is arba shahadat. On the fifth occasion, that is wal khamisatu. Correct? On the fifth one, he should say, if truly this pregnancy is mine, I'm trying to deny it, may Allah curse me. That is al-la'na, curse. How do you spell curse? C-U-R-S-E. Not cause. No. He shall say, may Allah's curse be on me. He says, Subhanallah. Allah's curse, al-la'na. Now the husband should step aside. Okay, madam, come forward. Defend yourself. So Allah says in the next ayah, read. You read it? Wal-khamisat, I said it. Wal-khamisat anna la'anatallahi alayhi in kana minal kathibin. If he is lying, may Allah's curse be upon him. He has finished. Four different swearing to be punctuated by invoking Allah's curse on him. To tell you about the importance of accusation. People today accuse people. They think it's something. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. In the eyes of Allah is very, very great thing to accuse somebody. Now, after swearing four times, with the fifth one invoking Allah's curse on him, now the judge shall turn to the lady. Allah says what? Read the ayah.
وَيَدْرَأُ عَنْهَا الْعَذَابَ أَن تَشْهَدَ أَرْبَعَ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ لمن الكاذبين.
والخامسة
أن غضب الله عليها إن كان من الصادقين.
ويدرأ عنها الأذاب أن تشهد أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الكاذبين. والخامسة أن غضب الله عليها إن كان من الصادقين. Look at it. The lady, what will remove punishment, يَدْرَوْ أَنَا الْعَذَابِ, is for her to give evidences four times on consecutive paradigm. That is, she should say, وَاللَّهِ بِاللَّهِ, the pregnancy is his. Repeat it. Four times. Look at it. He swore denying she is swearing to affirming ownership. Now what do we do? Now what is the status of the babe? The poor babe? The innocent babe? Allahu Akbar. Now, on the fifth occasion, والخامسة. Okay? On the occasion, she should say, أَنَّ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. She should invoke Allah's wrath. You know wrath? W-R-A-T-H. That is anger, in other words. You see, the husband invokes cause. The wife invokes, which is which? All are catastrophic. All are destructive. Allah's cause? Allah's anger? Where are you going? La ilaha illallah. This is called li'an. Ever heard of li'an? In the Islamic jurisprudential term, we call this word li'an. Now tell me the status of the babe. Is he son of zina? This is not zina. Why do you say la? Because the mother tediously, tirelessly, vigorously defended the fidelity of her child. So he cannot be from zina. But the father denies him devoutly. Now the son is suspended. He cannot inherit his supposedly father. But he can inherit his mother. He's not from zina. No. He's called al-mambur. Mambuzu. From nabadha yambudhu nabdhan. The ostracized. The excommunicated. The denounced by the father. So on paternal side, he is helpless. But on maternal side, he has mother. Is that clear? You see, this is very intricate. This kind of son has no any blame on him. Even if the baby is born out of wedlock, confirm, is it his fault? It's his fault. Some are saying if a man is born out of a man, cannot lead people in prayer. Why? Your imam was born out of it, illegitimately. He was born. Can't he be imam? He has the Quran. He has the wherewithal. He has the qualification. They say, well, you see, we're looking at his own status. We don't want people to look at us down. Even your imam is shaggy. You know people. If he's shaggy, so what? Are we shagu? What are you saying? So if your imam is like this, cover him now. He has the stuff. He has the knowledge. After all, وَلَا تَذِرُ وَزِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. So please, that is why Umar says, may Allah bless, he says, people should memorize Surah An-Nur. Because it contains a lot of judgment, jurisprudential issues that make things clear and clearer for you. So, this is Surah An-Nur. وَالْخَامِسَةَ أَنَّ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا. Allah's anger, Allah's wrath shall be on her. إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If truly he is truthful. May Allah be angry with me. أعوذ بالله. He said, if I am lying, may Allah has curse on me. Now the child, the judge will declare the child persona non grata to his father. But his mother, it's okay. I beg your pardon? He cannot bear the name of his father because of what denies him. The mother shall slaughter a ram for him. He denies it. What do you do? He's unswearing. He swears by Allah Almighty. If he's lying, he will definitely see the result of that last cause. Oh yeah, for sure. Okay? If his name is Zaidu, he should say Zaid bin Abdullah. Yeah, we are all Abdullahs. Aren't we? It's okay. If the man is Yusuf, you can't say Zaid bin Yusuf. He denies it. That is why in Islam, zina is nefarious. It's very, very bad. It's condemnable. Civilized people don't commit it. I tell you. You come across some non-Muslims in the West who love it. You know, laughing, who just deny it. Can you imagine an American president was just met with a girl, you know what I'm referring to? He almost got impeached. You know Monica Lewinsky? Saga, what happened? Scenario. Gary Hart, an American political gladiator, let me put it that way, went on a campaign in the state of Florida some years back. His political opponents were watching him. The hotel in Florida he picked accommodations were littered with cameras, unknown to him. He went with his girl. The name of her, I don't have just the name. But on the following day, the cameras were out. He said, look, this man, wanting to American president after women is going. They say that marked the end of his political career. What is the point? The point is that they hate, they witch hunt him on the basis of zina. You can't put Quran in that position, my brother. Yeah. Jazakallah khair. So, today we are faced with challenges. Things inviting to zina, many, many things. Semi-nude appearance by the opposite sex, semi-nude. Some women to intimidate deliberately, they open their chest. Allahu Akbar. For the hooligans like them. But a believer look at her as just human excrement, stinking. Somebody told me there are some unreasonable girls who will be intimidating their teachers, coming to the office, you know, doing everything, intimidating. One of them looked at her, he said, Ashiki Eriska Chiki? He said, Ashiki Eriska Chiki? Like this? Get out of me! You have to preserve your honor. An honor shall be grudgingly preserved. That is why in the medical practice is not allowed for any gynecologist to seclude himself with a pregnant woman in the maternity that is attending to her. Who licenses you to do that? The husband should be there. I don't know what licenses do you have just because you are a medical doctor. You enter the place where a woman gives birth. She is naked, you are there looking at her. Are you God the Almighty? Are you the one giving the health? Let her husband be there. You don't have to say, don't know, according to our practice, the ethic, nobody should be there. You have to Islamize it. I asked some people one day in one of American states I visited. I went to a hospital in North Carolina in the city of Greensboro. I said, is it compulsory for a medical practitioner, medical whatever, you know the terms, to be secluded with a lady? He said, no such order, no such convention. So why are we so making it so difficult here? Why? I want to know. The husband is a miskin outside, waiting. And the oga is there with somebody's wife, as if he is the one giving help. Miskin. We have to be in the system to Islamize it, to give it Islamic blending. Don't tell me what is applicable somewhere should be here. This is Kano, for example. Try to give things an Islamic what? Call it bias. Yeah, it's our religion. Lakum dinukum walidin. Don't say because you're in the system, you do it. That's how the practice. Which practice? Go and learn the knowledge. Be guru in the field. And be Islamically motivated. That is very important. You are telling me the time is remain 5 minutes. Now maybe we can get some few verses before coming to an end. I hope I have made my point. Okay. So Allah says, I'm repeating. وَالْخَامِسَةَ أَنَّ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Then Allah says, "Wa laa fadlu 'alaykum." Read the ayah.
"Wa laa fadlu 'alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa anna Allaha tawwabun hakeem."
"Wa laa fadlu 'alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa anna Allaha tawwabun hakeem." This is ayah of verse number 10, the last on the page. Allah says, "Wa laa had it not for." If not for, that is the lawla. If not for Allah's bounties on you, fadl, bounties on you. If not for Allah's bounty, Allah's grace, alaykum on you, wa rahmatu and His mercy, wa anallah. Wa jawab al-qasam, jawab al-shart mahzuf. Ay lahadatha bikum kada wa kada, wa anallah, and certainly Allah, tawabun, is ever off returning. That is tawab. It's off returning, meaning He accepts your repentance. That is off returning. And Hakim, Allah is all wise. If not because of His own off returnness and being wise, you will have found yourself in a lot of difficulties. So, but ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الزكي من يشاء. If not for Allah's bounties, none of you will have been sanctified, but Allah sanctifies whom He pleases. Oh Allah, make us remain sanctified on the right way, on the right track, until we go back to You. This marks the end of today's session of Tafsir. Like I've told you, tomorrow is Tafsir free day, Friday, because I have a journey very urgent, and also Saturday as well, so also Sunday. So please bear with me, 3 consecutive days, no tafsir. But on Monday, unfailingly, inshallah, we are going to reconvene. May Allah bless you, remain blessed, remains Ramadanically saturated, Ramadanically engineered with Ramadanic spirit. So read the Quran well, maintain your fasting, be kind, be truthful, control your gazes, give to people. These are the key to earning Allah's endorsement. Yes. Wa iyyakum. You're talking of just you are throwing your weight on the grammatical aspect. Here, that is a very intelligent question. Because here says, وَالْخَامِسَةُ أَنَّ لَعَنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ وَالْخَامِسَةُ with dhumma. But concerning her, he says, وَالْخَامِسَةَ Tuta. Why? The same number, khamisa khamisa, on the fifth occasion, on the fifth. But why the first one? Dhamma is it? It's more of grammatical consideration. You see, وَالْخَامِسَةُ مُقَدَّرَ الْوَاوْ هُنَا لِلْإِسْتِئِنَافِ الْخَامِسَةُ مُبْتَدَأٌ مَرْفُوءٌ بِالضُّمَّةِ But concerning here, وَالْخَامِسَةَ أَيْذًا وَتَشْحَدَ أَشْحَدَةَ الْخَامِسَةَ مُتَعَلِّقٌ بِمَخْزُوفٌ مُقَدَّرٌ مُنَاسِبٌ Because in the context, already أَشْحَدَ has been mentioned previously. Is that clear to you? Well, this is a deep and deeper issue bearing on Arabic grammar. Nice question you have asked. Jazakallah khair. Another one? Naam, faddal. Wa iyyakum. Naam? Yeah, this son, if you go by the strength of the oath and swearing of the husband now swore, strong swore, how many times? Four. On the fifth, he invokes Allah's curse to prove what? That is not his. So now, what is the position of the son? Yes, the ownership of the son is negated on the strength of his own swearing. The Qadi can say, no, you are lying. Take the son. What will you do with his four consecutive swear? Leave the issue with Allah the Almighty. That's the fatwa of the ulama that I have come across. You cannot say it's his son. You can't say son of zina because of the mother. So the son is in a dilemma in this case. So the Muslim ummah takes care of him. Unless if the man is believed to be a liar, a pathological liar, a dirty liar, then his oath should be punctured. He should be treated appropriately to salvage the son. Otherwise, what will you do with this wedding? He says, Allah's curse. And the wife also says, no, the son belongs to you. You are only lying. He says, you are lying, it's not me. That is why when a woman comes to the matrimony, before 6 months, she puts to bed. That is the trouble here. Correct? Yeah. But in this case, the pregnancy has gone beyond the limit of 6 months. Supposedly. And is denying it. That's where the trouble comes. So Sharia definitely looks at the son as without father. On the strength of his own swearing. But you can't say son of zina. Unless if Al-Qadi can look at the search through ta'zir and takes a discretionary decision for the benefit of the son. And we shall look. The son should be looked after properly. Properly fed, clothed, sheltered and fed, and properly educated. Because even if he was born out of zina, is it his fault? It's not his. I think here I gave a story. In 2013, I was in Makkah for my Umrah. 2013. As we are going to the city of Makkah, one young man driving me, he's not right now in Kano, he told me, Wallahi, Sheikh, there was upon a time in an area of Makkah, a man married a lady. And the lady, on coming to his house, it appeared to him, he recognized her to be heavy with a babe in less than 2 months of his coming. She was heavy already. He said, what? She said, no, it's not yours. No, I have to tell the truth. I came to this house already pregnant. Then the husband was mad. But she said to him, Wallahi, I have repented to God. I cried my life out. I don't know what is. If you can cover me for the sake of Allah, please. I have repented. I have regretted. I cried. So tell him. And the man was calm down. He said, well, I am ready to cover you. But he should know. The baby is not. He said, no, I know it's not your baby. It's not your baby. Day in, day out, the lady put to bed. When she gave birth to the babe, a male child, I think he told me, the man took the baby one very early morning. He took him in the carton of Luna milk. Luna is the Saudi product, I think. And the man went with the babe in the carton, empty carton of the milk. He looked carefully. He placed the baby in the carton at the entrance of Masjid. He entered to offer Fajr prayer. At the terminal point of the prayer, the baby began to cry. Naturally, maybe looking for milk to be given. And people in Masjid were dumbfounded. What? مَا الَّذِي يَحْدُثُ الطِّفِلْ. He too said, yeah, wallahi, طِفِلْ. So now, the wind, the imam, congregation, all. Who did it? When he knew people's attentions were there, he said, I have something to say. Your imam, bear witness, I'm going to carry this boy. I'm going to adopt it in my house. Do you get his own plan? I will take him to my house, take my wife, take care of him as my adopted son. He said, Wallahi barak, Allah jazakallah khair, mashallah. He took him to his house, and through this, he saved her face. Wallahi, the man told me, that good man, later, he died. Now the community knew that this boy was not the son of that good man. And the lady in the house too knew was his wife. But she didn't bring this shame to his house. He covered her. My brother told me, Wallahi Malan, he died and people had a dream on the man. He said, Allah granted me paradise for what I have done. For saving her grace. To prove what? Many things. Man satara musliman satarahu Allah. You see, the lady was already remorseful. She regretted already. The damage has already been done. Satan will at times deceive you after he laughs at you. كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ كُفْرْ فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِنْكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ فَكَانَ عَاقِبَتَهُمَا أَنَّهُمَا فِي النَّارِ خَلْدًا وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ. Don't forget, no tafsir tomorrow.